What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, June 24th, 2021. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot to talk about today, as usual. And we're going to do news until we run out of news, and then we're going to open up the phone lines for your calls. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And for you astronomy buffs, tonight is what's called the strawberry supermoon. This will be the last supermoon of 2021, so might be worth strolling outside after dark and just taking a gander at that. Getting on into the political scene here, Joe Biden's approval numbers have been steadily declining. And some pollsters are saying the worst is yet to come for the president. The party's over, my friend. It's time to call it a day. Anyway, Republican pollster Jim McLaughlin of McLaughlin & Associates said it's not a good sign for Joe Biden. His approval numbers are in the low 50s, and the intensity level is only about 32% of people say they strongly approve of the job that he is doing. And according to the firm's May survey, Biden's approval numbers are trending down, but his disapproval numbers are rising sharply. So all's not well in that Oval Office. And Joe Biden is also losing his popularity with progressives. They're not thrilled with the Biden era so much. During the first 6 months of Biden's term in office, party activists heaped praise on his tactics and agenda, and Democrats moved to capitalize on what they fear justifiably would be a very short time with total control of Congress and the White House. And when they did express concern, they rarely mentioned Biden by name. But there are serious cracks emerging in the Democratic Party, especially relative to the progressives and the extreme left. And there's a new fight over the Supreme Court. And liberal activists are pushing for the stalwart liberal Justice Stephen Breyer to retire this year. Democratic senators don't share their enthusiasm. Now, Breyer is 82 years old, and it's up to him under the current rules to decide when to step down from the high court. Of course, what the activists want is for him to step down and for Biden to install a much younger liberal justice who will stay on the court for a long time to come. Let's see. Breyer, I wouldn't take any vacations out to hunting lodges out in the West if I were you. Anyway, Joe Biden has officially nominated Cindy McCain to be our ambassador to the UN agencies for food and agriculture. And so, you know, it is. It's all the same names and the same families over and over. Right now, there are a couple of things that are blowing up in the Democrats' faces. One of them is the defund the police, which is backlashing on them rather badly, and they're not sure how they're going to do that. The New York primaries saw the pro-police candidates really taking the lead. And the other issue is, of course, this critical race theory and wokeness. And it's gotten so bad that Joe Biden is out there trying to say that the Republicans created cancel culture. It's really getting out there. Meanwhile, for those of you in Sarasota, Florida, President Trump is going to hold a major rally on July 3rd. Good reason to have the fireworks out there, if fireworks are allowed in Florida here. And apparently it is now official out in California. Gavin Newsom, or as I like to call him, Governor Gruesome Newsom, will face a recall election later this year. So it is definitely moving forward. Now, Newsom just did something that may save him from that recall, and we talked about that yesterday, where he is going to basically tap into over $5 billion in funds and pay all the back rents of California's poorest families. And But, $5 billion isn't going to go very far. So I think most Californians are still going to be in a heap of trouble when the eviction moratorium ends in, what, another week now that I think about it here. Now, Joe Biden was addressing the issue of the surging crime all over the country, and rather than talk about the defund the police movement, which was a liberal talking point all this last year, as being the cause of that, of course, he's going to blame the guns. It's the guns that, you know, and, you know, and he basically made fun of the Second Amendment supporters, you know, saying that, you know, the idea that the Second Amendment gives the people the right to resist the government is silly because it would take nuclear weapons to defeat the federal government. So you amateur nuclear physicists, you know, you might as well start getting those garage hobbies up and running. All righty. Getting on to the January 6th protest, the media still wants to call it an insurrection or a riot. It was a protest. And the Anna Morgan Lloyd is a 49-year-old grandmother of five. She's from right here in Indiana. And she was sentenced yesterday to probation and no jail time at all. And basically she cut a deal early with prosecutors, accepting responsibility, but acknowledged that some members of the public upset by the events of January 6th, you know, might not agree. And, you know, with the judge giving her the break that he gave her. And he's followed up with another comment that the other January 6th protesters who've been arrested should not expect the same leniency. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is out there saying that the root causes of the January 6th protest were white supremacy, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia. I'm surprised she didn't get the Trump supporters in there, along with people who don't believe in Santa Claus and think Mickey Mouse is silly. Okay. Over at the House Judiciary Committee, little bit of good news coming on there. They're starting to seriously debate antitrust legislation to rein in big tech. They're looking at Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, the other tech giants, and seeing them as basically monopolies in their various niche markets. And the first of the five bills went out of committee yesterday morning. And so that's moving forward. Now, big tech lost its first round in Congress because the House committee approved the first two of the six bills to curb the dominance and control of big media. So, you know, that's what you get for canceling my channel, YouTube. What can I tell you? It's just been announced by Joe Biden that they finally have a compromise deal on the nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package. Both sides made compromises. Still not sure on how they're going to pay for all this, because all of our money has been spent on war and Israel and other things like that. Getting into election fraud, there's a lot going on there. Former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein, was on Steve Bannon's show yesterday, and he predicted that what's going to come out of the Arizona audit is a nuclear bomb. And we are hearing from all kinds of sources who have access to some of the people on the inside. It's going to be absolutely devastating for the Democrats and for Biden. And I'm sure the corporate media and the Democrats are going to say it's a fraud, it's a plot by Trump, you know, it's a plot by Russia, it's a plot by Iran, it's a plot by space aliens, whatever. And they're going to try and say, even if Arizona went for Donald Trump, it doesn't change the outcome. That's what they say every single time election fraud is detected. It doesn't change the outcome, which is an absolutely unsupportable statement, because if you found some fraud in the election, you don't know that you have found it all. Now, the Arizona State Senator Sonny Borelli is saying that the coming adjournment of the Arizona Senate will not delay actions on the coming audit report. So that is really good to know. And we're all waiting for that report with bated breath. Meanwhile, over in Michigan, the little PR stunt that their legislature tried to pull by sending out a report saying, well, we looked, you know, we peeked in a few closets, and we didn't find any evidence of systematic fraud here. It's backfired and provoked a very, very angry reaction from a lot of people. And over in Sheboygan County, they had their board of commissioners voted on Tuesday to basically demand an election audit and a review of whether an unauthorized computer planned the tallies. So the pressure is building for more audits. And Jovan Pulitzer basically said, you cannot catch any fraud in fractions. And that is why you need full 100% forensic audits to catch election fraud. And if, in fact, this Arizona audit comes out the way that seems to be headed from all the word coming out from inside, I think you're going to see a firestorm of countries, of states all over the country demanding a full forensic audit. And so far, almost half the states have sent delegations to Arizona to basically look at what they're doing down there. Now, down in Georgia, there was a big stink raised when a lot of poll workers were complaining about what were called the pristine ballots, ballots that looked like they'd gone through a copying machine, and they did not have folds or crease marks indicating they'd been put into an envelope to be mailed in. Well, there's a story that came on out of Domagood basically suggesting that Brad Raffensperger and his cohorts illegally opened the ballot boxes to start folding the ballots and putting the creases on them to try and discredit that particular aspect. All righty. Now, a former elections clerk in the state of Wisconsin, which is facing multiple complaints over election malfeasance, says activists funded by Mark Zuckerberg essentially took over and ran that election. Now, in an interview with Just the News, Sandy Juno, who previously was the county clerk for Brown County, said that we need to be really on top of this, because if this is how elections are going to go, we won't have election integrity. Newsflash, we don't. And it's another reason why the billionaires need to be reined in, because they're playing with our country like it's their personal toy, and it is not. And Mark Zuckerberg has not been elected to have any authority over the people, and it's just incredibly crooked. These people have stolen our nation. They're stealing our tax money. They're stealing our children for their wars, and it's all illegal. Down in Florida, in Collier County, the Board of County Commissioners is looking at a proposed ordinance that would establish Collier County as a Bill of Rights sanctuary county. And of the 67 counties in the state of Florida, 42 have already adopted Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions. Collier County may be the first to pass an actual legal ordinance saying that the Bill of Rights is alive and well and protected in this county. And I think that's a very, very good idea. Over in Baltimore City, 57 dead in 50 days as the violence continues to reign over the city. And 11 people have died just since Monday. It's just out of control there. It's a war zone. Story coming on out of UNS.com. George Soros-funded prosecutor drops the charges against two of the people involved in the Austin, Texas mass shooting. A third suspect remains at large. And the Travis County District Attorney, Jose Garza, announced that his office was dropping charges against two individuals involved in the shootout, one of whom was a minor. And the police are a little upset with that decision. And again, you know, we are turning into a criminal society at the hands of a clearly criminal government. Getting into COVID-19, and there's some new developments there as well. article out of the Wall Street Journal, no less, amazingly enough, corporate media at its finest, asking if the COVID vaccines are riskier than advertised. And, you know, this is not a trick question. And they're thinking there may be a problem. And this follows on the CDC saying, well, you know, there does seem to be a link between heart inflammation and the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. And because of what the CDC just admitted, the FDA is going to add a warning to the packages for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, and warning about the possibility of a heart inflammation in teenagers and young adults. Down in Colombia, they have just been hit with a brutal third wave of COVID that began practically to the day when they started vaccinations down there. Over in Norway, they have announced that you are at greater risk of dying from AstraZeneca vaccine than you are from COVID-19 itself. We have gone back to 1976 and the swine flu vaccine debacle, where the vaccine was killing more people than the swine flu did. Norway is going to offload its stock of AstraZeneca to other countries that insist they want to use them despite the known risks. The inventor of mRNA, Dr. Robert Malone, he invented the technology, is out there saying young adults shouldn't have to get the COVID vaccine. He says he doesn't think the benefits outweigh the risks in that age group, the 18 to 22 age bracket, but he says nobody has officially done a risk-benefit analysis. Well, you know, never ask a question that you do not want the answer to. He went on to say, basically, the government is not being transparent about the risks. And he says those who've had the virus shouldn't be taking it anyway because they have supposedly antibodies. Over at West Point, cadets at the academy who have not been vaccinated are being singled out, bullied, and unfairly punished, even if they have COVID-19 immunity from having COVID-19 itself. You know, the attitude seems to be, we don't care if you had COVID-19. We don't care if you've got the antibodies. Take the shot anyway. So all but around three dozen of the 4,500 students have been vaccinated, and a spreadsheet showing the cadet status is being widely circulated. Okay. All right, now. We talked the other day about how these four British pilots all died in the same week, just days after getting their vaccination. And the fact is that pilots are already at an increased risk of blood clotting issues due to the prolonged air travel and be exposed to high altitudes. And pilots are already being told, you know, be aware of the signs of deep venous thrombosis. And, you know, they wear compression stockings and they get up and stretch their legs during the long flights. But the reality is, in addition to the pilots who outright died, a lot of pilots are coming down sick from the vaccine. And because of that, thousands of flights are being canceled at this, the height of the tourist season. And this is an interesting story. It's from InfoWars, and it's described as the smoking gun. Documents show that Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Health and Moderna shared mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates all the way with China all the way back in 2019. So they were already getting ready to have a vaccine before the pandemic actually began. And, yeah, well, you know, it builds business. You know, we make people sick and then we sell them the cure. It's just American capitalism at work here. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few words. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Welcome back to our show here, and this is the part of the program where I, get out my little tin cup and my pencils and say that we need your support so that Republic Broadcasting Network can go on doing what it is doing. And I'm sure you will agree with me listening to the news just in the recent weeks. We are at a critical phase in the history of this nation, and it's a fight between those who want to get the truth out there and those who are trying to basically get rid of the truth so that we will have no choice but to believe their continuing lies. So if you would like to help out, and thanks to those of you who already have, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And don't forget, we have a little promotional deal going on. If you send in $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So include your return address, and if you want the t-shirt, we need your t-shirt size. If you send in $115, that's 115, you will get both the shirt and the cup. And don't forget that Front Sight Firearms deal. That is a real treat for lovers of the Second Amendment. Okay, getting on back to COVID-19, and we were talking about people who have COVID, who've had the actual illness, should have antibodies. And there's this story about this nurse who was fired from a Texas hospital for refusing to take the vaccine. And she said she didn't need it because she already contracted COVID-19, recovered from it, and in theory should have antibodies to it. And this is kind of weird. You know, why do people who've actually had COVID-19 need a COVID vaccination? And it's interesting. Up in Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has confirmed that Canada's government is working on two tracks to prove one's vaccine status for those who want to travel. And I know people are up in arms about that. But if you're traveling internationally, you're already carrying one passport. But anyway, Canada is going to roll out a national certification of vaccination status system within weeks and have it hopefully internationally by the fall. So we're getting into that state. You know, papers, please. Can we have your papers, please? Okay. There is this doctor, Dr. Francis Christian. He's a clinical professor of general surgery at the University of Saskatchewan and a practicing surgeon in Saskatoon. And he was called into a meeting on, just yesterday, in fact, and suspended from all teaching responsibilities effective immediately and fired from his position at the University of Saskatchewan as of September of this year. And the reason that he was fired was for voicing safety concerns about COVID shots for children. So talk about tyranny. All right. Over in Israel, they are getting hit with what is called the Delta variant, the one that emerged out of India. And Israel's health officials are now saying that they are going to quarantine anyone deemed to have been exposed to the Delta version, even if they were previously vaccinated or recovered from COVID-19 with presumed immunity. So bad stuff over there. All righty. Another article in the Wall Street Journal. This one was in Tuesday. And they ran an op-ed by two physicians who said it is politics and not science behind the failure of health officials and the media to fully inform the public about the risks associated with the COVID vaccines. Now, the op-ed, well, as a matter of fact, we referred to this a little earlier. Are COVID vaccines riskier than advertised? And it was written by Joseph A. Lapato, MD, Associate Professor of Medicine at the David Geffen School of Medicine, and Harvey Risch, a Professor of Epidemiology at Yale School. So it definitely was, it's a question that does have to be asked and should be asked continuously. All right, now there's been a lot in the news about this so-called Chinese defector. Who came on over with all kinds of information from Wuhan that the Chinese were doing all these nefarious things and it's all China's fault and China's the bad guy, trying to chase away all the connections between the Wuhan virology lab, U.S. institutions, bioweapons labs, the fact that a lot of their work was being funded from here in the United States, including from Dr. Fauci. And more and more people are beginning to think that this Chinese defector story is just more government bovine excrement, and I tend to agree with them. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with more news after these few.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show. Now, if you've been following this whole COVID thing from the beginning, it was suggested early on, including by yours truly, that this Wuhan virus appeared to have originated with a laboratory accident. And, of course, the corporate media was saying, oh, absolutely no. The lab leak theory is, tinfoil hat conspiracy thinking. Donald Trump was out there saying that, this was a leak from the Wuhan lab. And Kamala Harris called him xenophobic for that. And, of course, now the story has mutated, and the corporate media are acknowledging that, yes, it does appear that this product, if you will, did, in fact, accidentally escape from the Wuhan virology lab. And so Donald Trump is now out there saying, I told you so, and, he's got every right to do that. To everybody who basically, said to him, you're a bad guy for saying the virus came from the lab. Now everybody has caught up with him. Donald Trump, I guess, was a man ahead of his time. Over at Google, one of their officials, David Feinberg, was asked why Google was censoring searches for information about the lab leak theory. And Google admits they've been censoring that lab leak theory, but they claim they're doing it for the good of their users. Well, I'm sorry, Google. I'll take my own chances, thank you. I don't need you to be my daddy. I am a grown-up, and I can handle the bad news here. Let's get to the international news, and right now the big international stink is about how this British ship, the HMS Defender, made a move into Russian waters, and there was a BBC journalist on board the ship who has basically outed the story, saying that it was a deliberate move by the ship to pass through Russian territorial waters. Now, the issue is that the Crimean territorial waters, since Crimea has now merged with the Russian republics, those are considered Russian waters. Great Britain, of course, still insists that Crimea belongs to Ukraine. Therefore, the waters are Ukrainian and they have permission to go there. The Russian military has just released a video of the encounter, basically undermining completely the story coming out of London, and it does show that, in point of fact, the Russian warship did fire warning shots at the British ship. Now, Russia has summoned the British defense attaché for consultations over the Black Sea provocation, and they are clearly very angry at this because Moscow has basically come out and said that if it happens again, they're not going to fire warning shots. They will, in fact, target the invading ship or airplane. Russia's foreign ministry has warned that anyone who carries out such provocations would face dire consequences. So it's getting very, very serious out there. Another variation on the same article, this from Station Gossip, saying a top Russian official has warned British warships could be bombed the next time they sail too close to Crimea. And, you know, this is how wars get started. And we know that, you know, the military-industrial complex in this country, they want a war with Russia. They want a war with China. You know, wars just, you know, suck more money out of your pocket and put it in their pocket. And, you know, they want to have wars so they can have lots of weapons. Because let's be honest, if all those generals and admirals didn't have a bunch of weapons around them, they'd look pretty silly in those uniforms, kind of like a marching band that misplaced its instruments. So they got to have a war so that they can feel important about themselves here. Meanwhile, Army Chief Valery Gerasimov basically has come on out with an odd statement saying that Moscow reserves the right to fire nuclear weapons if enemies use them against Russia. Well, this is kind of a given in the world of nuclear warfare. And I'm kind of wondering why he felt it was necessary to make that statement now. And I find that very, very troubling. Now, the other day we were talking about how Angela Merkel and Macron were talking about a summit with Vladimir Putin. And now it's not just Germany and France, but now Austria is backing the idea of a European Union and Russia summit, saying direct dialogue is needed. And Angela Merkel said it's not enough for the American president to talk to the Russian president, which means over in Europe, they weren't impressed with Biden's performance either. Over in Afghanistan, it is estimated that the installed Afghan government could crumble in 6 months after the American troops leave. And this is the latest United States intelligence assessment. I mean, the Taliban has just been doing really, really good. And, you know, pardon me. And Afghanistan is the graveyard of empires. The British learned that. The Soviet Union learned that. And we're learning it now. This is all over a pipeline right of way. This huge, costly war has killed a lot of people. It was all about a pipeline. Iran is now saying that the United States seizure of their media websites could disrupt the nuclear talks. And they're talking about, you know, Press TV's English language website. And they're saying this could be detrimental to Biden's desire to restore the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action Treaty up in Vienna. And a reminder that as of the last time I checked, PressTV.ir is still online, so you can read their point of view about what's going on. Iran's Ahmadinejad, he's still out there and involved. He's saying, you know, Iran doesn't need nuclear weapons. They are not an aggressive country. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest against another country in over 200 years. And then he went back on one of his favorite subjects, saying it's time for the world to know the truth about what happened on 9/11. It's hard not to like the guy. Over in Israel, a little bit of good news. I'm kind of celebrating about this one here. The Israeli defense minister and leader of the Blue and White Coalition, Benny Gantz, is calling for a renewed investigation into Tel Aviv's purchase of submarines from Germany in a case which sees former Prime Minister Netanyahu facing charges of corruption. And this is known as Case 3000. It revolves around allegations of bribery in Israel's multi-billion shekel purchase of naval vessels, including submarines and ships, from German shipbuilder ThyssenKrupp. And the case also involves the sale of two Dolphin-class submarines and two anti-submarine warships by Germany to Egypt, allegedly approved by Netanyahu, who did not consult or notify Israel's then defense minister and army chief of staff. So hopefully Netanyahu's remaining time in the Knesset will be cut short. Meanwhile, tensions between the Israeli settlers and the Palestinians are continuing to boil over. Israeli Jewish settlers blocked the Jerusalem-Hebron Highway. This is the main road to the south of the occupied West Bank. And scores of settlers spread across the agricultural area of the town of Al-Qadar, south of Hebron. Meanwhile, another group of settlers uprooted 10 olive trees and sabotaged two water tanks and an irrigation system belonging to a farmer in Wadi Qana. And again, with those olive trees, and olives are a big import for the export rather for the Palestinians. It takes 10 years after planting an olive tree until it produces a saleable crop. So this is a very serious business when they take out the olive trees. Now, in this case, it's only 10. Sometimes they'll take out entire, farms of olive trees. For a while there, it was kind of a thing, a status symbol, to arrange for an olive tree to be stolen from Palestinian lands and then replanted at Israeli homes so they could show them off and say, see, we did it. Israeli settlers protected by the Israeli police are still terrorizing the Palestinian residents of Jerusalem's Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood in a campaign clearly intended to basically force them to leave their homes. And according to the Safa News Agency, Sheikh Jarrah resident Salah Zayab said that Israeli occupation forces are preventing Palestinians from sitting or standing in front of their homes, and they are imposing tight restrictions on their exit or entry to the neighborhood. And this is another one. If you're a farmer, you'll understand what this is really all about. Israeli authorities have placed a new restriction on Palestinian tomato farmers, and they're basically demanding that if they want to export tomatoes, they have to remove the crowns, the little green part up at the very top. And you'd say that's probably not a bad idea because you have to remove them when you get the tomato from the market. But it is labor intensive. It raises the cost of the tomatoes. And even more important, once you remove the crown from the tomato, it starts to basically decay. It spoils much more rapidly if that crown is removed. So this is all about inflicting more pain on those Palestinian farmers. Okay, the head of U.S. Central Command is out there saying that Saudi Arabia is afraid of Iran and the Houthis if the U.S. pulls out. So we, you know, we have to, you know, get some of our kids to go on over there and, you know, not be triggered when somebody shoots at them, I guess. Anyway, the Biden administration has committed to providing for Saudi Arabia's defense, including increasing the efficiency of their air defenses in shooting down the Houthi missiles. Over in China is saying that Taiwan's future lies in reunification and that Taiwan's reliance on the United States for independence is eventually doomed. So the rhetoric is really cranking up there as well. And China is again sending more overflights into Taiwan's air defense recognition zone. Just as a message here. Interestingly enough, down in the Philippines, they are halting their withdrawal from the visiting U.S. forces agreement, saying that China is brazenly violating their sovereignty. Now, the Philippines wanted to withdraw from the visiting forces agreement. They wanted the U.S. troops to go home. Now they're not so sure that, you know, maybe keeping the U.S. troops there is going to deter China from doing what China is going to do. Over at Steve Bannon's show again, he and Tim Pool are saying it's obvious that war with China is coming because the Pentagon is starting to buy Pacific warfare-specific bombs. I'm not exactly sure what that means because I would assume that a bomb that works in the Pacific will work in the Atlantic just as well, but that's what they seem to feel is going on. And the other thing that's going on, and this may relate to that Russian fleet that is conducting exercises just off Hawaii, the U.S. is building up the Asia-Pacific flank of their evolving global interceptor missile system, one which could render useless the retaliatory capacity of nations targeted in a first strike assault. And the Pentagon and NATO have installed Standard Missile 3 anti-ballistic missiles in Romania, and they're doing it in Poland. They're also Turkey. And the U.S. also has 4 Arleigh Burke guided missile destroyers based in Spain. And so they're going to start expanding this to Asia-Pacific, obviously, again, with an eye toward China. Down in Australia... And, you know, if you remember your history of World War II, Australia was an ally of the United States against Japan. This time they're thinking they may want to sit it on out because the majority of Australians favor neutrality in an eventual U.S. and China war. They just want to stand off to one side and be left alone. They see a military conflict between the U.S. and China over Taiwan as a critical threat. Up at the United Nations, the Biden administration yesterday once again voted against ending the embargo on Cuba. And this has been going on for decades. And it's another sign that President Obama has no intention of normalization with Cuba. And this, I think, is a mistake, because when Castro had his revolution, he actually approached the United States about normalized relations and got hit with the embargo, and that's what forced Cuba into the Russian sphere of influence, leading eventually to the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I don't think it's wise for our government to basically create yet another platform for a foreign power to set up shop in this hemisphere. Getting on to the economic news now, surveys are showing that people no longer believe that working hard will get them a better life. So what was it that Carlin said about the American dream? Because you have to be asleep to believe it. You know, people seem to be waking up now. Down on the border, well, actually in Washington, but it affects the border, Biden has suddenly fired the Border Patrol chief who supported the wall 2 days before Kamala's trip. And the White House is preparing for immigration leadership overhaul as 21 Republicans move to censure the president over the migration crisis, basically calling it a dereliction of duty. Meanwhile, Trump is trolling Kamala Harris amid reports that she's finally going to go down to the border and take a look around. We're going to take another break for commercials, back with more news after these few minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
Welcome back to our show here, and this next story is going to make you wonder just how out of touch some people can be. Down in Atlanta, the IKEA store decided to basically honor the black community, or at least their employees, with a special Juneteenth menu. And what was on the menu was fried chicken, watermelon, mac and cheese, and collard greens. And, of course, this is not what you want to have. It was so bad, 33 black employees didn't bother showing up for work. So it was a little out there. Up in New Jersey, their governor has signed legislation to mark Juneteenth that bars landlords from requesting tenants' criminal history. So, again, we're descending into a criminal nation where criminals are more protected than the ordinary American citizens. So Governor Phil Murray signed the bill prohibiting landlords from asking prospective renters about whether they have a criminal record. And I believe there are actually services that you can go to for that information, but not in New Jersey anymore. Now, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is often looked at as somebody who has exploited the color of his skin for advancement. And they're kind of wondering what he's thinking now, because he's out there saying that white supremacy is a nation-ending threat to be faced by the military. And, you know, are they trying to train the United States Army to go out and kill white people? I don't know. It's kind of weird there. In a floor speech Tuesday morning, Senator Josh Hawley basically called critical race theory state-sanctioned racism. And he said those are things that divide us. And, yeah, that is clearly what it is intended to do. And anyway, over in Iowa, somebody leaked out critical race theory training for Iowa teachers. They leaked out the document. And it's mandatory materials. And inside the book, it basically said that MAGA, Make America Great Again, is white supremacy. So they're definitely aiming their hysteria, their fanaticism at Trump supporters. And it's just, it's really out of control. It really, really is. Okay. The corporate media is reacting to the escalating opposition to critical race theory with a disinformation campaign. They're trying to smear anybody who's opposed to critical race theory as being racist, ignoring the fact that critical race theory itself is, in fact, highly racist. It's the complete antithesis of Martin Luther King's dream. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines now, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.